From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile program.
This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. Tomorrow, the Treasury Department will be announcing an additional sanction and a very large one on North Korea, and this will be going on over the next 2 weeks. It'll be the highest level of sanctions by the time it's finished over a two-week period.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's part of a peaceful pressure campaign that he hopes will lead to a diplomatic breakthrough, although the North is already heavily sanctioned.
It may, though, disrupt and dissuade some third parties from undertaking certain activities with North Korea, as it does impose a prohibition on a number of other activities that might not be covered.
Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. The North, first designated a state sponsor of terrorism following the bombing of a Korea Air plane that killed all 115 people in 1987, was removed from the list in 2008 after it appeared to be implementing a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Simon Kayamoyo is a party spokesman.
A caucus of ZANU-PF parliamentarians, which has just concluded, was attended by 230 ZANU-PF members of parliament out of 260 members, has endorsed the impeachment.
It criticizes the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe of being a source of instability. This is VOA News.